Kirinohoshi 237. Verily thou hast come by the command of God. Thou hast appeared to speak of him. Thou hast been created to serve him who is the dear, the beloved. Don't cry. Nakanaide ne. Once upon a time, there was a little girl living on an island in Okinawa with her parents who had come from America. The little girl's name was Shireen. When Shireen's mom took her to kindergarten for the first time, she was very frightened. All Shireen knew was English, because that is what her parents spoke at home. Here, everyone was speaking Japanese. The children gathered round Shireen. They all wanted to touch her blonde hair and stare at her big eyes and light complexion. This frightened Shireen even more. After Mommy had left, Shireen could stand it no longer and she started to cry. The children were surprised. Why is the strange girl crying? We like her. We don't want her to cry. We didn't hurt her. The children all started talking at once, which just made Shireen more frightened. The wise teacher gave Shireen a hug and told the other children, "Say this to Shireen, I love you." It was the first English words the class was to learn. They each said, "I love you," to Shireen, and sure enough, it brought a smile to the tear-streaked little face. The children learned to all play and have fun together. But whenever Shireen would become frightened or begin to cry because she couldn't understand what was being said around her, the children would remember the magic words, "I love you," and Shireen would stop crying and smile. At the end of the year, when the children were graduating and going to first grade, the teacher asked them about the English that they had learned while Shireen was in the class. She asked them, "What does I love you mean?" The children all answered, "It means, nakanaide ne, don't cry." The teacher laughed, but then she thought about it and said, "I guess it does mean that." The doll. Little Sarah was about 10 years old the day her aunt took her and her cousin Mary with her when she went to visit a friend across town. Mary was only 7 then and was very excited that her big cousin Sarah was going with them. When they got to the house, the lady sat in the front room drinking tea and chatting. Sarah and Mary tried very hard to be little ladies and drink their tea with the grown-ups. But soon they got bored and started looking around at all the interesting little things the lady had on her shelves and tables. "Look, Mary, at the cute little ceramic horse." Mary liked the little set of tiny kittens that were on top of the bookshelf. She pretended that they were alive and were playing. Sarah said, "Be careful, don't touch it, or we'll get into trouble." Before long, Mary's mother said, "Okay, girls, let's go. Get your coats." As Sarah and Mary were putting on their coats, the kind lady went into the back room and brought them two treasures, a carved wooden jewelry box and a beautiful antique doll. They were both beautiful in their own way, but neither of the girls could take their eyes off the wondrous doll. It had a ceramic face and old-fashioned velvet clothes. Remembering their manners, both Sarah and Mary smiled and said in their sweetest voice, "Thank you, ma'am." Once they got into the car, though, their sweetness melted away. "She gave it to me," shouted Mary. "No, she gave it to me," replied Sarah. "Besides, I'm older. I should decide," demanded Sarah. "I'm littler, and dolls are for little girls. Let me have it," shouted Mary. Mary's mother was getting very angry, but still the girls could not come to an agreement. Suddenly, for no apparent reason, Mary said very nicely, "Here, Sarah, I want you to have the doll. I'll take the jewelry box." Sarah happily cuddled the doll in her lap, and peace was restored to the car. After a while, though, Sarah started feeling bad. She remembered the lessons she had learned in the Baha'i children's classes about generosity and caring about others more than yourself. Mary was younger than her, but she'd learned those lessons better than Sarah had. The more she thought about it, the worse she felt. The beautiful doll didn't make her happy any longer. It was just a reminder of how immature she'd acted. That lesson remained with Sarah all her life. And even as a grown-up, she sometimes remembers that doll and reminds herself not to be attached to things and to think of others before herself. The Kanji Test. Once there was a little girl living in the northern part of Japan. Her name was Adora. Her parents were from Iran, but Adora had lived all of her life in Japan. Adora worked very hard to get good grades at school. Because her parents didn't speak Japanese to her or to each other, it was hard for Adora to get good grades on the Japanese tests. The hardest ones were the kanji, Chinese character tests. One morning, Adora was struggling to remember the right sound for the kanji characters on the Japanese test. The night before, their family had guests visiting until late at night, and she was needed to help entertain the guests, so she couldn't study for the test as much as she wanted to. Suddenly, the boy in front of Adora bent over to pick up the eraser that he'd dropped on the floor. While he was bent over, Adora saw the answers that he had written. This boy was one of the best students in the class and always had the right answers. "Oh no," thought Adora. "His answers are different from mine. He must be right." Adora thought very hard. She really wanted a good grade on this test. It would be so easy to change her answers, and no one would know. She almost did erase her answers and put the ones she'd seen, but then she remembered what she'd learned from the teachings of Baha'u'llah. "Let your eye be chaste, your hand faithful, your tongue truthful, and your heart enlightened." So she decided to do the honest thing and keep her own answers, even if they were wrong. As she skipped home from school that day, she had a smile on her face. It felt good to do the right thing. She ran into the house and flew into her mother's arms. "Look, Mom, I got 100 on the kanji test. I had the right answer and the smart boy had the wrong ones. And because I didn't copy his answer, I got 100%. Adora learned a very good lesson that day, not just what is the right sound to the kanji, but what is the right sound for your heart.